This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
This is Marketplace Money from APM, American Public Media. I'm Tess Vigeland.
It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe.
Welcome to the Remarket Podcast for Friday, June 15th. I'm Millie Jefferson, an associate producer and the director of Marketplace. Each week, a member of the staff gets to pick some of the best stories or elements in the show and talk about them here on Remarket. This week, I want to look not so much at stories, but at elements of the show that can be thought of as bookends, the open and the final. First, the open. At Marketplace, the open is a chance to grab the listener, to say, hey, listen up. Marketplace is about to start, and it's going to be awesome. Take our recent fiscal cliff open. This was an idea that came together at our morning meeting and was a response to how many times the term fiscal cliff had been used in the past few months to describe the U.S. economic situation. Most recently, Ben Bernanke said it in his testimony before Congress. So we thought, how can we take fiscal cliff and make it marketplacey? By the way, that's a term we use a lot around here. And here's what we came up with.
Marketplace is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
You know that feeling you get? Like you're right at the edge?
We'll jump. Like hell we will.
That something bad's coming?
Go! You sure?
And no matter what you do...
Hey!
It's not gonna end well... The theme of the day, in case you hadn't guessed,
beep, beep.
Cliffs, the fiscal kind.
Oh, shit!
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace.
It literally was as simple as someone asking, how can we use fiscal cliff to make great radio? Someone shouts, use movie and TV clips. Then someone else shouts, what about Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Someone else, what about Thelma and Louise? The Roadrunner. And just like that, our open was born. I want to leave you with one more open, probably the open that grabbed the most listeners.
Marketplace is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
This is my last day at Marketplace. After almost 11 years, first as the overnight host and now on this show, I believe I've worked here long enough to understand this place. And I can honestly say that never has economic news been more toxic.
Now, of course, Kai didn't resign and had no plans to. But after that open, every Marketplace listener was glued to their radio or podcast. It was our way of speaking to the news of that day, the day Greg Smith, formerly of Goldman Sachs, resigned in the New York Times. Many of you were mad we tricked you. Sorry, but we accomplished our goal, right? We grabbed you at the top and made you stay a while. And now we come to the final, our other bookend. The final is the way we end the show. Our, hey, wait, before you go, you should hear this. Who better to talk about the final than the man I call the Riz, host Kai Rizdahl. Hey, Kai. You're supposed to say hey.
It's usually the other way around. Hi, Millie. How are you? What's up?
So, want to talk about the final today?
All right.
So, how do you choose a final?
Well, so it kind of depends. It sometimes they are organic, and I just see something that says to me, I need 30 seconds at the end of the show, and this will let you have a little personality in there. It will let you get a little humor or just tell the audience something they ought to know. Sometimes the meeting, the morning meeting we have at 8 o'clock every day, comes up with them. Sometimes it happens in the course of the day, and somebody says, listen, I've got this great idea, and we could do a produced final, throw some sound in there, make it a more sophisticated radio element instead of just me talking for 30 seconds. So it comes sort of everywhere. But I'm usually looking for something that's going to make people go, didn't know that.
Where do you find your finals?
Well, that's like saying, where do you find the news, right? I mean, finals are all around us, baby. They're just everywhere. A good final just kind of comes up and hits you in the face, right? And it's like my father told me once about girlfriends. If you go looking for a girlfriend, you're never going to find her. But if you stop looking, it'll just happen to you.
Do you think of it as sort of a bookend? to the show?
Sometimes, right? I mean, we did one the other day that was all about the fiscal cliff, and we had all the sound of, and I guess you probably played it already in the podcast. We had great sound of cliff moments in cinema and cartoons and all that stuff. But we just played it, and we didn't explain to the listener what it was. So in the at the back of the show, I took that opportunity to come back and say, listen, what you heard was X, Y, and Z and X, Y, and Z. And also, here's some other stuff about fiscal cliffs you need to know. So sometimes it's an opportunity to wrap things up, and sometimes it just doesn't work out that way.
Do you have a favorite final or one that sticks out in your mind?
That's actually funny because they are finals. Good finals are really hard, right? And so my attitude toward finals is a little bit love-hate because the good ones are really, really good, and the ones that I struggle with just kind of land flat. The one that pops to mind right now is we did one about, it was the ticker symbol M.
M. Markets, mergers, monopolies, and Macy's. The department store's parent company, Federated, announced today it's going to rename itself Macy's. As part of the switchover, the company plans to start trading its shares on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol M. There has been a persistent rumor that the big board was reserving M for Microsoft, just in case the software giant ever wanted to switch its listing from the NASDAQ. Some of the other single-letter tickers that are still available on the NYSE include G, possibly for Google, and I, for Intel. Both of those companies currently do trade on the NASDAQ. And that is Marketplace.
Do you know why you liked it?
No, it just kind of, it had a flow, right? I mean, the best finals have flowed.
Well, here's the final I thought flowed. It's the day we called Ben Bernanke's barber.
Federal Reserve Board, Dennis speaking. How may I direct your call?
I'm looking for Lenny the barber, please.
1 second.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Lenny?
Yes, it is.
Lenny, it's Kai Rizdahl at Marketplace in Los Angeles. How are you?
What is Marketplace?
So we're a show on business and the economy. Mostly what we want to know is what it's like to cut Ben Bernanke's hair.
Just like cutting yours, I'm pretty sure.
Well, except I have more hair than the chairman does.
Well, yeah, but do you have a beard, too?
No, I don't. And that's the thing.
Okay.
Do you do his beard, too?
Yeah, I do trim his beard.
Now, how often does he come in for a haircut?
I don't know, about every 3 weeks or so.
Is your shop actually in the Fed building?
Yeah.
And can anybody come in and get a haircut?
If they know me. Yeah, I don't take anybody new. No, you have to have a reference.
No, come on.
No, I'm serious.
So you're a sole proprietorship, I guess.
I am a sole proprietorship, and I do pay rent on this space. The Fed doesn't give me anything.
No, come on, really?
Yeah, I don't want a congressional hearing because we got a damn space that they're giving away.
So let me ask you this. Is Ben Bernanke a good guy? I mean, what do you guys talk about?
Ben Bernanke is a great guy.
What do you guys talk about when he's getting a haircut?
We talk about baseball a lot.
Is that right?
He's a great baseball fan. He should be the commissioner of baseball. That's what he should be.
Well, Lenny Giglio, thanks very much for your time.
Okay. Well, you know, see, I didn't get to plug my son's book.
Well, go ahead. What's the book?
It's called Love Thy Neighbor, and it's by Mark Giglio, and it's been out 3 weeks. You look it up.
Now, you know, being one of your producers, we send you ideas for finals that sometimes get taken, and we feel really great. And
sometimes that's where this is going.
Pitching Kai a final. What's your advice in looking for finals to, say, maybe someone that may join our staff in the future?
First of all, don't be offended if I don't like it, Millie.
Seriously, don't cry.
And I don't know. It's like pornography, right? I'll know it when I see it. I don't know. You just got to take your chances, man.
See the secret side of finals.
That's right.
Who
knew?
That's
right. That's right. It's porn.
That's it for this week's Remarket podcast. I hope I've given you a little more insight into what happens behind the scenes here at Marketplace. One thing's for sure, I know you'll be listening closely to the beginning and the end of the show. I hope the parts in between, too. You can listen to other Remarkets at our website, marketplace.org, or subscribe to them on iTunes as well. I'm Millie Jefferson.
all over the country.
We need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.